From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Yan Qixu. Four St. Louis police officers are facing federal charges, including obstruction of justice and excessive force for an assault on an undercover officer who was arrested during anti-police brutality protests in 2017. As Rachel Lipman reports, the four officers have been suspended without pay.
The undercover officer was among hundreds of people arrested on September 17th, 2 days after former police officer Jason Stockley was acquitted of murder and the death of Anthony Lamar Smith. Three of the officers are accused of kicking and beating the unnamed undercover officer. One is accused of destroying his cell phone. A fourth allegedly lied to the grand jury. Chief John Hayden said in a statement that he is deeply disappointed in the officers' actions, but says they do not reflect the department as a whole. The city is also facing several federal civil rights lawsuits for the way it handled protests that night. I'm Rachel Lipman.
A former Kansas City paramedic has admitted to stealing fentanyl and morphine from ambulances. 37-year-old Michael Fostick pleaded guilty in federal court yesterday to illegally obtaining a controlled substance. While working for the Kansas City Fire Department, Fostick had access to fentanyl and morphine locked in safes in city ambulances. In his guilty plea, Fostick admitted he stole fentanyl and morphine for his own use. The Kansas City Star reported that Fostick would replace the drugs with another substance before returning them to storage in the ambulances. In 2016, Fostick reported that he administered or disposed of 806 vials of fentanyl and 636 doses of morphine. That was 39% of the fentanyl and 63% of the morphine used by the entire fire department that year. The ACLU of Missouri is applauding yesterday's indictment of four St. Louis police officers who beat up an undercover detective during anti-police brutality protests in 2017. The detective was one of hundreds arrested in downtown St. Louis 2 days after Jason Stockley was acquitted of murder. ACLU legal director Tony Rather says the charges against the officers boost a federal civil rights lawsuit the ACLU has filed over those arrests.
The indictment and the terrible text messages from the police officers support our claim that what happened after the Stockley verdict is part and parcel of a widespread custom of acting unlawfully in the city of St. Louis.
Rather believes federal prosecutors file charges only because the victim is a police officer. The officers are accused of excessive force, obstruction of justice, and lying to a grand jury. They have been suspended without pay. Bird scooters are flocking to a lower price as the company competes against Lime for riders. The Columbia, Missouri reports that it will now cost riders $1 to unlock a Bird scooter and 15 cents per minute to ride, according to an email from the company. The change is a 5-cent drop from its previous price of 20 cents per minute. This change in price came several weeks after arrival of Lime scooters, which used to be 5 cents cheaper per minute. The price change started Wednesday night. Several other college towns are also affected by the change. I'm Yan Qixu, KBIA News, Columbia.